You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this day.
Yes.
This beautiful Monday morning when we can say God is good. Mm-hmm. And he's good unto me.
Me.
A lot of time we just use one phrase, God is good. But here the other continuation of it is good unto me.
Not just all the time to them,
yeah,
but he is good unto me. God is good unto you.
Oh,
your life is going up, up, up. And up only. Go big. 2022 is our year of the advance in life.
Talk to me at that. Go big. It's the year of advancement. It's the way up, never the way down. Turn your eyes up unto God. Look in his wonderful face. Okay? So if you can turn your eyes. That's why David says, I turn my eyes up, never down. Up. Always look up. Look up unto the Lord God in 2022. It's a year of the advance in life.
James chapter 1 verse 17 tells us, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. So we need to be looking up to every good and perfect gift because it comes from above.
And I like that. There's no variation. There's no variance. So check this out. Corona has variance, but anything God give you has no variance, my friend.
It's steady.
It's steady.
It's stable. We cannot be double-minded, because if we're double-minded, if we're going here and there for information, for truth, then we are going to be unstable in all of our ways. So we must have our mind on the Word of God. What does God say? The Word of God is the final authority to every situation, every circumstance, every conspiracy, every thought, every feeling. The Word of God is the final authority. In the book of Kings, Elijah asks, how long will you falter between two opinions? If God is God, serve him. But if another is, then serve him.
Just follow that, God. Mm-hmm. But you need to prove it. You need to prove it to yourself. You need to prove God for yourself.
Because when you know the perfect love of God, all fear is cast far from you. Perfect love casts out all fear. And when we know that we know that we know that God loves us, it's not contingent upon our behavior. We can't do anything to make God love us anymore, and we cannot do anything to make God love us any less. He just loves us. And that perfect love, the love of God, knowing that his plan will prevail, his word will prevail in every situation, causes all fear to flee.
Hallelujah. The advancing life, 2022. We pray that you will experience life and experience it more abundantly. You will have life, and you will have it increasing, the increasing life, the advancing life. Your life needs to increase more and more, not less than less, but it's increased more and more. You advance in all things, not something, but you advance in all things. Throughout this year, we will be studying together and learn together to advance in the things of God. The things of God is good. Every perfect gift comes from above. So everything that pertain to life and godliness comes from God. He gives it to us. We must advance in those things.
Take full delivery
of
what God has for you. Take full delivery. Don't leave
that
package sitting on the porch.
Yeah.
Take full delivery of what God has for you.
I love that. I love that. And in order for you to advance in 2022, you have to release word of faith. You have to release what? Word of faith into the earth. It has to come out of your mouth. Release the word of God, which is the word of faith, daily into the earth realm.
Faith has a language.
Yes.
So we have to speak the language of faith, because faith speaks and it has its own language. In Romans chapter 10, starting at verse 6, it says, but the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. So the righteousness of faith, it has a language and it speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who will ascend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth, and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach.
Yeah.
That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So faith has a language. The righteousness of faith speaks. The word of faith is near us. It's in our mouth.
Right.
What we confess from our mouth, our faith in Jesus Christ, and that is the door of salvation. That confession, that language of faith. So faith has a language. We must speak in faith, not speak in a line with the contrary circumstances, but we must speak in faith.
Yes. The word, I release the word. The more I study the word, I get more understanding from the word. That the word is a spiritual seed.
Mm-hmm.
So the word is a seed. What kind of seed? A spiritual seed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the spiritual seed bring forth a spiritual harvest and a natural harvest and physical manifestation into my life. So it's so important that we know the word.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important that we know it and understand it. We have to what? Know it, number one, and number two, understand it. In Luke chapter 8, verse 11, on this Monday morning, you must release, for you to have the advancing life, or live the advancing life, you have to release words of faith into the earth realm so that it will produce a physical harvest, a spiritual harvest. Okay. So let's get it from Luke.
Chapter 8, verse 11.
Yeah.
Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God.
Come on.
The seed is the word of God. So that's the parable of the sower, when Jesus begins to give the explanation. Now the parable is this.
Yes.
The seed is the word of God. So he's given the spiritual revelation behind the practical application of the parable. He was talking about a farmer who went out to sow a seed. Well, when the farmer set out to sow the seed, there was a good ground destination for the seed.
Yeah.
But some landed on the wayside. Some landed on the stony ground. Some landed amongst the thorns. But his intention, the destination for the seed, was the good ground.
To bring forth the harvest.
The harvest.
Yes.
So he goes through and he begins now to teach the spiritual significance of the parable. And he says, the word of God is the seed. So just like that seed that the farmer had a good ground destination for it to prosper in, so is his word. There's a good ground destination for the word of faith to prosper.
This, just what we just said a while ago, should revolutionize your life. Should what? Revolutionize your life. Should change you forever. The word is the what? The seed. Seed produce harvest. And the only way that a seed can produce an harvest it has to be sown. And sown where? In good ground. I'm talking about a physical seed now, physical seed. Physical seed. In order for us to get a good harvest from a physical seed, we can't keep it on the shelf. No, you got to take it from off the shelf, out of the box, and put it in the ground.
And you could do the test, because if you look in your cabinet, there's probably some dried beans up there in a bag that's been sitting up there maybe for years, maybe at my house, probably so. But if you would take that seed, that bean, that dry bean, and you will put it in the good ground destination, if you will put it in some soil and put a little bit of water and sunlight onto that thing, it will begin to grow. It'll begin to sprout. Everything that is needed for life is within that seed, but the seed has to be sown in order to be effective, in order to bring forth a multiplication, in order to bring forth more of it.
And let's make your day count, family. Today teaching is so good. This morning teaching here is so good. The word is the seed. Jesus says it. So where is the good ground? Your heart is the good ground. It is the ground where the word must go to. Go back to Romans again. You open it. The word is near you. It's in your mouth. Let's look how this word works.
Romans chapter 10, verses 8. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth, and in your heart.
Wait. It has to go from your mouth to where?
Your heart.
And the only way it can go is by you releasing it. When you start to release it, it leaves your mouth and it will find a destination in your heart.
With belief.
Not
vain repetition.
Come on.
Because Jesus said, don't be like the heathens who use vain repetition, who are known for their many words, but can do nothing. In Luke chapter 8, verse 12, those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved.
But those can never increase.
Because they don't believe.
That's right.
The word of faith is not a vain repetition. You must believe, and it's sowed in your heart.
So those ears will never experience an increase in life. Because this morning teaching is great. John 10:10, the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So Luke is telling you that the thief is lurking to take that word away from you.
So what is the devil coming for? He's coming for the word.
He comes for the word. That's what he coming for. He comes for the word. If he gets the word, then you can produce an harvest. Go ahead, Diane.
Yeah, and it talks about in Ezekiel, it says that he's taken the heart of stone and he's replacing it with the heart of flesh. So we have the heart of flesh that's able to receive the word. We must believe that it is on to us. When it says in Ezekiel that he's taken the heart of stone and that he's given them a heart of flesh, it doesn't say that he's chiseling away at the heart of stone. He's talking about a replacement, that there's a surrender of the heart of stone, and in place of that comes the heart of flesh. So God, he is a wonder-working God. There is nothing that is too hard for God. If the word of God says it, we must believe it, and then we must apply it. The word of faith of which you speak is in your mouth. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.